Many years ago, many, many years ago, one of the Einakloch of the Noi Debi Yehuda printed some other drushes that people had written down, drushes that the Noi Debi Yehuda gave. One of the drushes is a drusha that the Noi Debi Yehuda gave on Shabbos Shuvah. And he was being mechazik the Olam. He was telling them that this is the Yemei HaRachamim, the Yemei HaDin, and we have to be mechazik. And he was talking to his Balabatim in Prague, and he was giving them chizik, you have to do tshuva. So the Noi Debi Yehuda told the Olam, he says, I thought about it. There's six reasons that people don't do tshuva. This is not going to take long. He said, there's six reasons that people don't do tshuva. He said, the first reason that people give up. They give up. He says, I already wasted so much of my life. How in the world can I possibly do tshuva? He said, the second reason people don't do tshuva is because of their chaverim, social pressures. There are people that are willing to make real changes in life. The problem is the part of a chevra. You're going to start making changes. People are going to think you're weird, you're strange. It's socially inappropriate. And because of social pressures, people tend to consciously and certainly subconsciously, said the Noi Debi Yehuda, not do things that they know are 100% the right thing to do. He said the third reason that people don't do tshuva is they don't learn Torah. They don't learn Torah. And he said the truth is, even people that know you should learn, but a lot of people think, what's habich hashayches mit Torah? Torah, yeah, it's meant for people that when they were younger, they went to yeshiva, and they put in real time into learning. So they have a connection to Torah. But Torah is not for me, and when you don't learn, you end up not doing tshuva. He said another reason people don't do tshuva, they don't go to shul. They never hear a musa shmuz. If you don't hear a good shmuz, then how are you going to ever do a tshuva? He said another reason people don't do tshuva, they push it off. Yeah, shuv yemecha, koyde misascha, but yeah, you're young and you're not thinking in those terms. You're thinking positively. So people don't do tshuva. And he says, finally, the sixth reason people don't do tshuva is because people are not mechiach them. People don't give a musar. And if no one tells you to do tshuva, then it's going to be very hard to do tshuva. Either way, the Noi Debi Yehuda said to his kehila in Prague, he said, these are the six main reasons that people don't do tshuva. So he told the Olam, I want to expound a little bit on these six. And I'm going to tell it to you with a remez. Yal Kegam. He said, these six reasons, they correspond to Yal Kegam. The first one's obvious. He said, what's the first reason people don't do tshuva? Because they give up hope. He says, oh, Yish. And he said, this is Yish Shalai Midas. Right, the Kotzker Rebbe said, the wise Yish Koin, it's an Oinish. But he said, Yish, he said, this is Yish, it's Yish Leimidas. And he said, a whole pimple, he tied it into the machlikas, Abaye and Rava, whether Yish Leimidas, have Yish, Lo have Yish, and we pass it like Abaye, and as a result, he knocks out this tiny that you think you're not doing tshuva because you're older, and you're giving up hope already. You can't give up hope. I'm skipping to the third one. Lamed. Lamed is Lechia Oymed Me'elov. Says the Noi Debi Yehuda. He said, the third reason that people don't do tshuva is because they don't learn Torah. He said, but everyone knows you have to learn. Of course, a yid has to learn Torah. Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. He said, you know what the problem is? He said, the problem is people they don't learn when they're younger. And then at some point they realize that I wasted all these years not learning Torah. So I should sit down now and I should take upon myself an achrayas of a seder of learning Torah. So shayin tzishpet. So he said, you know what the answer is? Lechi yo'im me'elav. So he said, what's the hezver? He said, when do you make a lechi? He says, you make a lechi when you have a mavoi that's surrounded on the chitzos on three sides. But on the fourth side, it opens up to a rishus harabim. So he says, al pi kabbalah, and really al derech habshad as well. When you're in an area that's mukaf mechitzos, so you're in a safe place. You're in an area where, yeah, you're contained, you're protected from all the bad things that are going on in the gas. He said, but it doesn't matter who you are. You could be mukaf mechitzos. He said, but on one side, you're always going to be open to rishus harabim. Because the bottom line is, you're a stone's throw away from all the nisyonis and all the bad things. All the things that are going to take you away from the Eved. So he says, what does a person have to do? If a yid wants to make it through Olam Hazeh, you want to make it through Olam Hazeh, and you want to protect yourself on the fourth side, that you don't fall. Right? He quotes the Gemara in Menachos, where the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh is doimet to a hay. That it's surrounded on three sides, but on the bottom you can fall out. That's mamish the mavu she'ena mefulish. You're surrounded with mechitzas on three sides, but on one side you can fall into shol tachtis. You're opened up to the rishos harabim. So he says, you can do two things. You can put a kaira, or you could put a lechi. He said, what's a kaira? The Gemara says, kaira is mishum hekker. You know what kaira is? It's a hekker. It's a reminder. It's reminding the person that recognize what you're going to give up if you end up getting fachat and rishos harabim. He says, you wanna have your olam hazeh? Filsabin an olam hazeh? You have olam hazeh, you can end up with one world. You can have a world, yeah, you'll be able to live smach bachu b'yaldu secha. He said, but you know what you're giving up? Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchel l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shayoy lomis. So you're giving up 310 for one. He says, merumas in the word kaira. This is from the Noida Yehuda. The word Kaira, he says, is being a matria 311. Because there's 311 worlds. And what we explain to the person is, you want one? Or you want 310? You want Oilam Hazah? Can someone Oilam Hazah? Oh, but this is a hacker. You know what it's a hacker for? It's a hacker. Just remember that you're giving up on the 310 worlds. But he said, but that's fine. A hacker's great. A hacker's wonderful. That every time a person's about to fall, you're about to go into the Rishus HaRabim, you're demanzich, heaven mechashiv, schar mitzvah, geneged, hefseh, that's great. A hacker's wonderful. A hacker's wonderful. But there's something that's even better. And you know what's better? A lechi. Lechi's a mechitza. It's not just a hacker that, oops, that's a reminder. No, it's a mechitza, creates a border. Said the Noida Yehuda Tis Kehil in Prague. What's the gematria of Lechi? He said the gematria of Lechi is 48. It's a remes to the Mem Ches Dvarim Sha'atoyra Niknes Behem. It's a remes to Torah. See, he told the Balabatin that if you're going to learn Torah, if you're going to learn Torah, you're not just going to have a hacker. You're going to have a mechitza, mechitza shel barzel. That's going to protect you. You're going to have to fight to get through that mechitza. He said, Kaira, to remember, yeah, I'm giving up this for that. That's wonderful. Kaira's been gematria 311. I'm going to give up 310 worlds for the one world. That's hacker. But Lechi, Lechi's Mishum Mechitza. Lechi's Memches. Memches Dvarim Shatayra Niknes Behem. And if a person learns Torah, then he has a Mechitza. That's a real Mechitza. That's going to protect him from falling out into the Rishus HaRabim. He said, you know what the problem is? He said, I've spoken to the Balabatim. This Mamash Noid Yudah talking to the Chevra. He was Mamash talking English. He said, I spoke to the Balabatim. He said, they told me, everyone has excuses. Zeh Yoyim HaBekai, Vezeh Yoyim HaBekai. But Atzad HaShavah Shabam is, as the Olam told me, had I learned when I was younger, had my father sent me to a better yeshiva, had I had better chavruses, had it worked out for me a little bit better, I would be sitting and learning today. Meaning, you can't just have a Sheikhist to Torah. You have to be Atzuyah L'Shem Kach. You have to start off on the right. You have to be a fast track. You have to be a prodigy. You have to be literally from the younger years already destined to have a Sheikhist to Torah. But you're going to wake up one day and you're going to have a Sheikhist to Torah. If you weren't groomed for it, you know what the Teretz is? We paskin like Abaya. A lechi, a oimen me'el of havi lechi. You don't have to be planted l'shem kach. He says every single person can take upon himself. He can decide that he wants to learn Torah. And as soon as he decides that he wants to learn Torah, everything is going to be okay. Said Noida Yehuda. I'll read it to you. Ubeemes halacha kabaya. The lechi oimim me'el of havi lechi. Ubevade kol she Yosef yilmoid yatzliach. V'chaladam enoy elo kishiyurei lumei mashiyuchal. Every person can learn what he wants to learn. And this is what he says. He told the oilam. V'ani orev bedavar. I'm willing to co-sign on the following deal. He told the chevra, here's the deal. That everybody should try to find themselves a chavrusa, someone that they're going to learn with. And b'shona achas, in 1 year, yeda lilmoid me'atzma. You're going to see, you're going to know how to learn yourself. Afilu gemara. You have to read the fine print. Rak yasmid shona lilmoid shalosh shayis b'chol yoyim b'yoyim. He said, but you have to learn 3 hours a day. And if you're going to do that, ani orev bedavar, he told him. She b'shona achas yeda lilmoid me'atzma afilu gemara. Either way, this morning we mentioned a drasha from Rabbi Loza Fleckless that he gave on Hashanah Rabbah. This is a drasha from the Noida Yehuda that he gave on Shabbos Shuva, where he tied in the Yalkagam for the 6 primary reasons he said that people don't do tshuva. What's Lamed? That's Lechi Oimen Me'elov. Lechi is the gematria Memches. It's the Memches Dvarim Shatayra Niknes Behem. When a person learns Torah, it doesn't just serve as a Kaira, 311, as a hacker, that's to remind you of what you're going to lose by going into the Rishon LeZion. But it actually serves as a mechitz, it changes you. You become a different person. Barasi Eitz Zahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. He says, Mashcheu Lebeis Medrash, and Pagav Echom Anuvel Zeh. It literally serves as a mechitza. And a person has to remember that a lechi, or even me'el of havi lechi, that even if the lechi wasn't built, mamish l'shem kach, and the Torah wasn't necessarily absorbed into your guf and your neshama from a younger age, it doesn't matter. And you have the haftach of the Noida Yehuda, and he said it to his chevra in Prague. Maybe he means us as well. Ani orev, he said, I'll co-sign the deal. Alai, on my cheshbon. He said, b'shana achas, you take it upon yourself to learn Gemara, you'll see, you'll have tremendous hatzlocha in your learning.